Okay, we're recording now.
Okay.
And Gary, the public hearing regarding the city or Cambridge Village was held at the last meeting, and it looks like it's on the agenda again. Will you talk to me a little bit about what's happening?
Yes, this is the next step in the annexation process, and that next step requires that an ordinance be acted on by the council. After this ordinance is acted upon, and if it's approved, the annexation becomes final. It is a friendly annexation. In other words, the owners, plural, who live in the Cambridge Village subdivision are requesting the annexation. Consequently, a friendly annexation, when it's being requested, is a process that is much less cumbersome and can be handled fairly quickly. The reason the property owners in the Cambridge Village subdivision would like to be annexed, that makes perfect sense in today's world, is that the requirements by the state for independent or septic sewer systems are becoming very stringent and very expensive. Consequently, it makes perfect sense to have access to a public sewer system. In fact, the state prefers that that homeowners have access to a public sewer system. That's how the subdivision would benefit. Also, they would benefit with police protection, fire protection, et cetera, et cetera. Those additional benefits. So it's a benefit to the individuals living in the community. The subdivision also is a benefit to the city of Sedalia. The homes in this particular area, very nice homes, has a positive impact on property values. It will increase the population of the city by approximately 200 or something of that sort, somewhere in that general area. So it's a win-win, to use that cliched term, for the residents of the subdivision as well as the city of Sedalia.
All right, wonderful. And if I remember correctly, there's pretty much no reason that anybody would not want to annex, correct? Nobody in Sedalia or in the Cambridge Village?
Well, we've already had the public hearing, and the only people speaking out at the public hearing were in favor of it. In fact, they were people living in the subdivision. There was no one in the community speaking against it, but we've already gone through and have completed that process, and no one spoke against it.
All right. Well, moving on, the downtown inspection is on the agenda again. What are the sections that are being added?
The ordinance was presented to the council at the last meeting in October, and the council did not reject the idea of inspections of downtown buildings that could be susceptible to collapse, basically, because of years of potential neglect, or potentially years of neglect. So the council is willing to further consider this particular ordinance, and that's what's coming up at this upcoming council meeting on the 18th. The changes that have been made include such things as, instead of annual inspections after the initial comprehensive inspection, which will be paid for by the city, the annual inspections have been extended to every three years. That issue and that concern was brought up by the council. That is being addressed. Again, instead of annual inspections, there will be inspections every year. And the way that works is there will be one initial inspection, again, paid for by the city. That will be a comprehensive inspection of downtown buildings in a certain area of downtown that seem to be more susceptible to collapse. That initial inspection will let the property owner, as well as the city, know if there are major health and safety, or primarily safety issues, dealing with that particular building. In other words, is it susceptible to collapse? Are there too many layers of roof at the roof level, for example? What's the foundation like? Those type of questions should be able to let us know if the building is susceptible to collapse. That happens initially. And then after that, there'll be a follow-up inspection by the city every 3 years. Again, that initial inspection is paid for by the city, and it is a comprehensive inspection. That's one change that has occurred, and one change that has been injected into the proposed ordinance. There are others too, but that's one of the major ones.
I see. And the vote that council scheduled to take, is this going to be whether to approve the overall ordinance?
That is correct. Okay. They could vote to reject, to accept, or to delay further. Those are the major three options that the council would have.
All right, I see. Well, is there anything else of note on the agenda that you would like to talk about?
No, those are the major issues at this point, and should be not a huge number of agenda items, but there are a couple on there that should prove interesting.
All right, and anything you want to add or anything else you want to talk about?
I think that covers it.